Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
All right, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Johnny D, you got some exciting news, right?
I've got exciting news, Martin.
What's that?
As you know, for the 200th episode, we had a big giveaway.
I didn't know that, but I'm interested.
From Tommy John.
Wait, do what?
From Tommy John.
he was speechless for a second.
Hey.
He said, Tommy John.
What'd y'all give away?
$100 Tommy John gift card.
That's it.
Uh-huh. Do what?
You had to like, subscribe, do some other stuff. But we got winners.
I guess it would pay if I actually listened to our podcast.
Winner number one Justin Martin.
Whoa.
Is not true. You didn't win anything. No, we got Shamiah Young, Bailey.
And Ron Bailey.
Ryan Bailey.
Ryan.
Ethan Brown and Deanna Hargrave, all winners. And none of them are my friends, so you know we didn't cheat.
A $100 Tommy John gift card.
$100 Tommy John gift card.
Now, that's the way to start 2023.
Your way. Mm-hmm.
2023 going to be tight if you just want $100 Tommy John.
I'll tell you what won't be tight is them drawers.
They'll be just right. Yeah. Not too tight.
It'll be like sitting in a hammock, if you will.
That's right.
No, slipping, slapping, stacking, or whapping. That was the ad. I don't read the ads. There's a reason.
Freedom, baby. And if they're talking about whacking and stacking, they've really been paying attention to what we do.
Boom, boom, boom.
I like that.
Well, it's been a good duck season, hasn't it?
Has it? I don't know. I go about every day the sun's out, which is about twice a week.
Then 3 days?
The rest of them, I stay at the house. Out. Yeah.
Has it been a good duck season?
Yeah, it's been real good.
It has been for us.
Compared to the last few years, it's been outstanding.
I will say every time we went, we whacked them. So, or every time I've gone, we whacked them. But you know, it's easy to do that when you only hunt about three times a week. So,
yeah,
gotta let it rest, Martin. You gotta let it rest.
Hey, whatever, it is what it is. But I do, my man Devin, I was up here that day, holiday, and we were closed, but I was like, man, I'm gonna go in, get caught up on work. We had some people at the house to help take care of the kids, so. My man Devin gave me his hat. He's a Marine, and he was headed back to, what's the one in California, Pendleton, maybe? Camp Pendleton?
That sounds right.
He builds machine guns there, but he gave me his lid because I got caught staring. My man pulled up at the Duck Commander building. He was around there taking a picture or something, I guess. I don't know, but I walked out to get some crackers out of my truck because I was hungry. And his back glass caught me. I was like, what? What is that one?
He had something in the window. Yeah.
That's a cat of some sort.
Black Panther.
No, I mean, it very clearly wasn't that. But
it'd been
my man is carrying his mounted bobcat that he got when he was about 12 years old on his back glass of his pickup truck. He was driving from South Carolina, which is where he's from, back to Pendleton. He wanted to take his own rig out there, he said. So, but it caught me long enough where he caught me outside because I just sat there and stared at it. I was like, what kind of redneck done pulled up in here, got a mounted bobcat in his back glass of his truck? And then, you know, at that moment, I said, you know what? These are our people.
Is he just moving the bobcat?
Yeah.
It stay there?
No, it's moving. I asked him. I said, is that like a permanent fixture? He was like, oh, no. That's just going back to my apartment out there whatever he called it, on the barracks, or I think he said apartment, but wherever he lives out there at Camp Pendleton, that's where it was going. But it's cool, man. He gave me his hat, so I gave him mine. I said, well, if you give me yours,
we'll swap.
Here you go, pal. But I thought that was kind of cool. He's a big fan, listens to everything. So Devin, that's even got his name in. Devin, I can't say your last name. That's against our rules. But Devin, thank you for your service. Appreciate what you do, and hopefully you made it all the way out there.
That's a long drive.
So I told him, I said, man, that was a long way across Texas, wasn't it? He said, I don't know, I never done it before. I said, trust me,
long way.
It's a long way across the state of Texas. Yep. I said, you're gonna get halfway and say, boy, I gotta be close. No, you ain't there yet. I said, there's 600 and something exits on I-20 and it don't even go end to end. So Oh,
that
man.
That is a long time.
But, no, that was cool, man. It's always cool whenever that happens. But good timing. I was just up here working by myself.
I think that should be a thing, though, taxidermy in your vehicle.
In your vehicle?
Like as decoration.
Yeah. I mean, he caught me. It made me stop and go, hmm.
Trying to draw attention.
Got me.
Bobcats will do it.
And he was chasing a quail or something. He had like his paw up in the air after a quail. Or the bird in the taxidermy had seen better days. I wasn't quite sure the identification of what the bobcat was trying to catch.
He may have caught it.
Yeah, it was some sort of fowl, small fowl.
Well, if we ever get that Black Panther, I'm gonna put him up on the back glass of your truck.
You get that Black Panther, I'm gonna skin that sucker and make a coat, and I'll wear it so I'll eat crow. I'll be the first one to tell you. I've always said, you bring me the body, and I will
full body mount.
I will
for sure.
Yeah, I'd have a dilemma if I see one again and had time to shoot him.
It don't matter because nobody ever does. Nobody's ever got a gun.
Number one, you probably have, yeah.
Nobody's ever got a gun, a digital camera, or anything other to document them. So it's the craziest thing ever. I don't know how they keep running across those people.
Game camera.
Yeah.
They're camera shy.
Yeah, they know.
They do. They're camera shy.
It always goes back.
Stone, look, we're going to just jump right in this thing. You told me when you walked in, you said, Phil, what's wrong with Phil now? What's he doing down there? That old man doing?
Well, you know, he fractured his back.
Yeah.
About, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And they had that procedure where they take the big needle full of liquid concrete.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I saw him up here at our Christmas party, he said, I'm way better now.
Oh, yeah. Well, he thought it was a miracle drug, I guess, but he didn't slow down, and he re-injured it.
Same spot?
Nope. It was a little bit lower this time.
Uh-oh.
He's down. He's in some pain. I feel bad for him, but he's in rough shape. So
we always knew that man was going to go out with his boots on. Like, I mean, he can't stop. He cannot.
Well, he's not going to rust out. He's on breakdown.
Yeah. Yeah. It won't be unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, he's just, once he gets dialed into duck season, he's running wide open.
Yeah, he's just ripping pages off till he gets to day 60.
That's right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I love duck hunting. I do. I don't love it like that.
I don't think anybody.
I know when to stop.
There had been a human on planet Earth love it as much as he does.
And now
I'm convinced of that.
Si, you think you ever talk your brother into slowing down a little bit?
No, he's too hard at it.
I think that runs in the family. Does that run in a family?
You'd have a better chance of getting something out of a cypress stump.
Getting blood out of a turnip?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, blood out of a turnip. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's not good, I can tell you that. But it's tough to see, you know, your elders go down, especially somebody who you love and admire that much. It's a tough deal, but you know it's coming for all of us. So
ain't no doubt.
The best thing we could do is help them out along the way and make it as easy for them as possible and enjoy what they got left on planet Earth.
I knew the boy wasn't doing good when he said, I need a 20-gauge.
Yeah,
he has talked so much trash to me and Si.
Oh yeah,
about on that bag. He said, "I don't know why y'all don't like killing anything." And I'm like, "Well, I'll just tell you right now, I do all right."
Oh, he had it down though. If you got a 20-gauge, you don't kill nothing. But if you're Si, you really don't kill nothing.
Yeah, It don't matter. Si shooting a 10-gauge.
Let me tell you, here's how it went down. I pulled up next to him on the four-wheeler, and Phil said, "Stone, go get with Martin and get me one of them 20-gauges." I said, "Huh." 20-gauge, he said, yep. He said, 12-gauge is too rough on me. I said, all right. I said, well, that's good. We'll put you in the blind right between Si and Godwin. And he cut them eyes at me, and he got hot. He said, let me tell you something. The day I'm not on the corner of that blind is the day they put me in the ground. Yeah. So me and Burrow got a kick out of that. But he's shooting a 20-gauge.
Good.
He's cutting them, too.
That's good. That's real good. I'm telling you right now, the world be better off if everybody switched to one.
Well, that little Nelly 20-gauge automatic is a sweet little weapon.
Oh, mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
That's why me and Si switched so many years ago. Me and Si bailed long before everybody else did. But, hey, whatever. I do hate to hear that about the old man.
Yeah,
though.
I do. Yeah, it's tough.
That's but it was cool. I mean, at the party, he looked good. Like after he had like 3-4 days right after the procedure, so I had hope that it would be a miracle worker for him. But yeah, you do. You still got to slow down, Phil. You got. Yeah. I'll be 76. Did he hunt today?
Nope.
Oh, well, that's probably for the best.
He said he's gonna take a couple of days off and get back after him.
He like me now.
That's a good idea.
He waiting on that sunshine too. See, he looking at that weather. He said, "I show back up when that sunshine and that wind show back up."
That's a good thing.
Duck season.
Take a day off every once in a while.
I'd say this about duck season: it has been way better by just waiting and hunting sunshine and wind. And don't mess with them clouds.
Well, like, you enjoy it more.
You do because you go have fun. It's a better experience. You get to see all the colors that nature has, and then you let your hole rest and you can kill some. That's a good thing. But, well, hey, I just had to know. We had to get it out there for the people. Yep. So, folks of the duck call room, if you feel so inclined, throw one up Phil's way. Maybe not even necessarily for healing, but that he'll be responsive.
Yeah.
That he'll slow down a little bit.
That he'll slow down.
That he'll listen to his body when it says, hey, take a break. So, all right, we'll be back right after this. So Stone,
yep.
I hear you got a prankster on your hands now.
Oh yeah.
What's the bandit BK been up to?
Yeah, one of my kids got a lot of that Robertson blood in her. she's a hunter, a fisherman, and she loves to pull pranks.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
So who'd she get this?
When did all this come about?
Oh, she just started this phase. You know, always. You know, scaring people, you walk around the corner, you know.
I would not do that to you.
No, well, I'm pretty laid back. But she pulled one at the Christmas party, which I got to admit was a good at the family Christmas party. You weren't there.
Okay, I'd already left then.
Did you come to Jason's house?
Huh?
No.
No.
Did he
already left.
He probably didn't get invited.
Well, I didn't get invited.
There you go.
Nobody told you.
Nobody
about
told
it?
Me.
I was wondering why you wasn't there.
No. Yeah, ain't nobody told me. Huh.
No respect. No respect. You built that house.
Hey, look, I don't care. Right.
He wasn't going. So.
I went. I may have not stayed very
long. Oh, he'd have went to Jason's house.
Oh, no,
there's a 50-50 chance that break out in a poker game. Well, so he'd have went to Jason's house.
Yeah, but hey. What did BK do that I missed?
Well, when I walked in there, I heard this cat. I'm like, where's the cat? I'm like, I knew Jace don't have a cat.
Yeah, Jace ain't got a cat. He's got a dog.
He's got the little yippy dog.
Yeah, yippy dog.
Little yippy,
yippy dog.
So I'm looking around. I'm like, I know I just heard a cat. And then about 30 minutes later, I was talking to Willie and there. Willie's like, is that a cat? I said, well, it sure sounds like one. And we didn't think nothing about it. We just went on about our business, you know. And then it was almost like on the Christmas Vacation movie where the cat's in the tree, you know. I thought, yeah, somebody's fixing to pull that kind of stunt. But once everybody started thinning out, I'd already gone. I just heard this, that they could really hear the cat. It was, so everybody's panicking,
for the cat now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they can't find the cat. Where is that cat? You know, it's just, well, they got it narrowed down to one little corner of Jace's living room. And they got right up next to the wall, and then they heard, like, well, that daggum cat's in the wall. And they're trying to figure out how to get in the wall to get the cat out. Well, Jace took the picture off the wall and set it down. And then the noise came from where that picture is. And he said, oh, no, wait a minute here. So he'd flip that picture around, and there's this little device.
Oh, no.
Like this thing here.
She done planted something.
She stuck that cat device on the back of that painting, and everybody's like, who in the world did this? They turn around and look. BK just sitting there looking at him. Yeah. So... that was a good one.
Oh.
I wish I'd have been there to witness the
punchline. You know,
the first thing that comes to my mind on that, someone had to put her up to that.
No, she did it on her own.
Where'd she find that thing?
I would figure that I was thinking Willie Robertson was involved in this.
She gets online and looks for stuff like that.
She's searching for pranks?
Do they make other ones that make other noises? That'd be kind of fun.
I guess.
Difference between me and them is they's looking for a way to get in the wall, and I'd have just been like, man, that's a tough break.
That was
you'll find your way out of here, I guess. I don't know. You found your way in there.
Yeah, he found his way in it. Hey, you'll
find your way out.
Well, they's fixing the bus sheetrock.
That'd been funny. That'd been funny if Jake just do
it. Big hole in the wall, sledgehammer.
Tore a whole wall off of it. Yeah. I know I heard it in here.
I hope at that point BK would have known to exit stage right.
That's when BK would have learned a valuable lesson of staying quiet.
And don't stay around for the end of your prank. Just get the heck out of there.
They still don't know who put Dawn in that fountain in front of Jason Missy's house like 10 years ago. Me neither. That's all I can say.
But what, Dawn?
They woke up to a white Christmas one year. I don't know who did it, though.
Yeah, I can't
imagine. But if they busted sheetrock, BK would have never been able to claim who did that either. Yeah.
That size, right, that would have been real funny.
Oh, if he'd have been standing there with a hole in the wall.
And then he found the speaker.
Yeah, that'd have been hilarious.
Oh, that'd have been good. Yeah.
Oh, I guess they're just lucky that thing went off once he moved that picture.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because if he hadn't, ooh. Good work, BK. Classic. Heck yeah. I like it. Dang. You got you a little mischievous one.
Oh,
I like that.
She's something.
That's
she's
good.
A piece of work. She'll be driving next year. It's crazy.
She'll be what?
Driving.
Driving?
Yeah.
A vehicle?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
16?
Yeah.
Really? Somebody getting old.
Yeah.
Crap.
Her.
Yeah, her, not me. I still feel the same. Stone, got one be driving. I got one or two that.
Yeah, you forgot me.
They won't even know they exist. I don't really know. They just now figured out the other one's there.
No, I have two driving.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. They share everything.
At least they can take Sage to school.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Never mind.
I don't let them. That's too much of a distraction.
No. Sage is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's a handful.
Yep.
Sage.
She's a handful.
Yep, she's a distraction.
She choked anybody out over Christmas?
Not over New Year's? Christmas, yeah.
Everybody was on their P's and Q's, huh?
Yeah, they don't turn their back on her.
Yeah. When you're sitting on the couch, you got to watch it.
She'll jump up and get her hooks in on you.
Oh, no. That day that she had Carly's boyfriend, that tickled me to death.
Yeah.
Did he deserve it?
Oh, hey, no. He was just going along with it, you know. Stone's watching him, you know. She done put him in a chokehold, and his hand had went to sleep on him because he was fixed to pass out.
Yeah.
I'm serious. He had dropped his phone, and he was going down when Stone said, "Turn that boy loose."
They still together?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, at least you got one with a sense of humor. That's good.
And in fact, he started training with us a week later.
Oh, no, did that was funny. Oh, yeah.
He said, "Boy, I ain't getting whooped by a 7-year-old again."
No more 8-year-old girls whooping me.
That was a funny thing because he's a pretty good sized boy.
Yeah.
And then she done jumped up there and
hey, she done put him out.
Yeah.
You
know? Only one way to handle him. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I know to do it.
I actually had Dr. Hammond. Actually put it, he was checking
from Jurassic
me. Give me a checkup. Okay, and he put his thumb on my artery on my neck.
Yeah.
Well, he had it perfect between the vertebrae. And hey, I was just.
Did you tap?
Oh, I was, hey. I was this close from passing out completely. And I fell against him. And he said, "Do I need to take you to the emergency room in Glenwood?" I said, "No, I'm all right now that you got your finger or thumb off my
quit
artery.
Choking me."
Hey, he had it perfect too. So that deal, like when Spock was on Star Trek, when he'd walk up behind people and put his pressure point.
The Vulcan death grip.
Oh, yeah, that works. Trust me.
The Vulcan death grip's a real thing.
Hey, that works. Pressure points work, dude.
The Vulcan death grip.
Death grip, boys. Pass out.
I never knew we'd have a Spock reference on
here. Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, look. Hey.
Mr. Spock.
And I never watched
Pressure points are good.
Oh, I didn't either.
My knowledge of that is only from watching Big Bang Theory. I don't even.
You know who's a big Star Trek fan?
Who?
Big Al.
Al Robertson?
Yeah. He loves Star Trek.
Oh, no. It's the deal about, hey, you're going where no man has been before.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
I'm more of a to infinity and beyond kind of guy.
The force be with you. We're just going around. I don't know.
I'm more of a buzz kind of fella.
Oh, no, that reminded me of a dream I had the other night.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Look, I'm on something like a skateboard without wheels.
Some would call it a surfboard.
Hey, and look, guess how fast I'm going?
62 miles an hour.
No, the speed of light.
Uh-oh.
That sounds like a Madonna song.
Hey, look, I literally woke up and I was soaking wet. I was going so fast that, I was soaking wet.
Why would...
That's some of my dreams.
You were sweating?
Yeah. Hey, I was soaking wet, I'm telling you. When you're speeding the speed of sound, light, going the speed of light.
You get hot?
How did you know it was the speed of light?
Hey, that's what the dream told me.
Oh. Speedometer on your skateboard.
The thing about it was, it wasn't about 6 inches wide what I was on. And about a foot long.
Oh, so you were nervous you were going to fall off?
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid I was going to fall off.
That's like hunting in one of Phil's duck blinds. He's got them in the buck brush. You got two boards. One for your butt, one for your feet.
That's right, boys. Hey.
Yeah. That one for your feet ain't wide enough for a 13 either.
Don't make any mood, sudden mood, boys.
I remember an old Martin board just bailed off the front of it.
Wasn't my choice. That's just what happened.
Just a crash.
It happened. Right.
That deal about when a tree fall, if nobody's there to hear it, does it make noise? Oh, trust me, they make noise.
It makes racket.
It makes racket.
Ain't no doubt, especially when it rips into their waders, into their thigh meat.
When it tears off the wire off the front of the blind.
Yeah. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
Well, I just have a picture of you that a fan wants me to bring up. It's going to take me a second.
Okay.
But how does a fire helmet not fit you?
I don't know. He had like a little insert thing in there, so I just set it on top of my head. I didn't want to go ruining the man's fire helmet. But we went duck hunting the other day, and we sitting there, and my buddy Clay, it's his place, and somebody called him while he was out there looking for a duck, and I was like, he called us and said, I'll be right back. I'm going to go take the four-wheeler and go to the camp. My son said it's on fire. And I was like,
I would have said that with more urgency.
Well, I mean, he did because he's Clay and he's a little flamboyant.
The camp or the four-wheeler?
The camp. And so Mr. Billy, Clay's dad, I'm sitting right beside him, who is the owner of said camp, right? I mean, and I looked at Mr. Billy. I said, Mr. Billy, yeah, there I am, right there. That's me. So I looked at Mr. Billy. I said, do you want to go back to the camp? Your camp's on fire. He said, well, no, we're duck hunting. He said, I can replace that camp.
What time is it?
Yeah, it was like 9 o'clock. And I said,
I can replace the camp.
It was one of them freeze mornings. Oh, yeah. So, the ice had really just really gotten broke up good and the ducks were doing their thing. I mean, we's doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we shooting mallard ducks in a little water that we had broken up in the ice. So, like, he Mr. Billy 74 too. He don't know how many of them he got left. So he's like, if they doing this, we gonna stay. I rebuild that camp, which I can appreciate that kind of mindset. Well, I reckon I'll stay with you. And so we sat right there. And then when we come pulling back up, Clay and his son come get us whenever we's done. And we go pulling back up, and there were like four fire trucks there. And I was like, oh, this place really was. This wasn't like somebody left something cooking in the oven and smoked the whole place up. No, one of the air conditioning units had caught on fire, heating units, whatever, heating air.
Okay.
Because somebody had taken some pillows and some sheets and stuffed in the vents because they didn't want their room to get too hot.
Mm.
So it caused a backflow deal, and then that got everything hot in there. Woof. But, yeah, they got it put out. They got it stopped and everything. But, yeah, I could appreciate the 74-year-old man's take on, I can rebuild that camp.
You posted on Instagram, and it was like, looked like a serious situation, but everybody was having a good time.
Did you see all the ducks hanging from it? Yeah, we was having a heck of a time, son. We mauled them suckers that day. It was fun.
Hey, I wish I had thought this because, Philip, had a fire at his children's home.
Just now?
The other day.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. During all this mess, yeah. And then mom in the storms the other night, a tree got struck by lightning. at her front yard. Well, it traveled all the way through the deal, and she had soot all on the side of her house where the cable and the internet and everything come in. So it got really hot right there for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, very fortunate that we didn't have a house fire there to deal with. The good Lord was just looking out for her on that deal. So, yeah, it's been surrounded by fire these last few days. But I saw the opportunity to take a picture with ducks hanging from a fire truck while wearing a fire helmet. I didn't know if I'd get that chance again.
Yeah, probably not.
And well, so, where are the ducks? They're not in that picture, but I got it somewhere.
The fan only sent me a picture of you in a fire hat.
Yeah.
Because he was confused on how you couldn't fit an entire fire helmet. But I think you're wearing it well.
I mean, I don't know. I had a bunch of people that commented online about that being the only time they've ever seen a beard up under a fire helmet. Apparently, that's against regulations, and that's why all of them have mustaches.
You got to be able to
oxygen mask.
Gas mask got to be able to suction to your face.
Yep.
Yeah, because it was the day I got my blonde shoveler, too. So that was a pretty big day.
Your what? Blonde shoveler?
Blonde.
Oh, a blonde shoveler.
Blonde shoveler.
I thought you said blind. She's got. I was about to say, how'd you know he was blind?
No, she got a. She was. She got what they call leucism. She was white. I mean, she wasn't white. She was more blonde.
That's that one we saw 4 years ago on the dog.
I don't know, but I had trail camera pictures of her, and I've been waiting to move in on her.
Yeah.
And I finally did.
Well, you know, we saw one about 4 years ago on the dog.
Pretty thing.
A white shoveler flying around.
Yep.
And Jace went and bought.
See how light she is?
That ain't. Yeah. Jace, why'd you send me that picture?
That ain't what I sent you, is it?
I don't know.
Well, that's weird.
Well, you know, we saw that white shoveler, and Jace went and bought 2 dozen shoveler decoys just so we'd kill that white shoveler.
Right, where we could get it.
He hung around for about 3 days, then left.
My phone done got confused, I guess.
There you go. No, I got.
Oh,
that was weird. My computer just sent me another picture.
Yeah, that's it. Look at all them mallards hanging upside down, them pintails.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging upside down from the fire truck. And that's Mangum. That's the Mangum Fire Department's finest there. Obviously not the ones in camo.
Mangum Fire.
Yep, there they are. That's why they got dragons on the back of their fire truck.
Oh, yeah.
You know when the fire chief pull up and he in Carhartt, you in good company.
That's right.
I'll tell you that right now. You know you're with God's people then.
That's right.
Carhartt coveralls are a good sign.
Yeah.
Yep. So, if you're wearing Carhartts, there's a good chance you're a decent.
And there's a grunt that had to go in there and check on the unit. See, so he had the full gear on. That's whose helmet I'm wearing. You see how small of a fella he is.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I got his helmet on. But there you go. Fires and ducks.
That's pretty cool.
Duck season been hot. No. It was really cool because the camp wouldn't burn down. But that would have been a bummer.
Clay looked like Colonel Custard.
He looked like who?
Colonel Custard. Colonel Custard.
He's the one famous for eating all them pies. He's put on a little bit.
Not him. I ain't the Colonel Custard I'm talking about.
He does have a look about it. He kind of reminds me of like a medieval prince.
He reminds me of a New York City UPS driver. Because all he wear brown on.
He looked like Custard.
Yeah, he's off at camouflage.
The boy wear brown and then put black face paint on, and I'm wearing camouflage, and he get mad about me for not wearing face paint.
Well, and then you got people with white beards wearing black face paint.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Oh, perfect.
And a duck blind that you can't even shoot out of, much less see into.
Yeah, plus see out of either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Most of the time, we can't even see the ducks coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about, you flared them. Yeah, sure I did.
And they say paranoia isn't real.
I hunt with a bunch of paranoid schizophrenics.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
You related to them, too.
And their kin. Anybody that will take a saw and a can of spray paint to a duck blind with him,
I have watched Phil saw off a limb in front of him and spray the end of that limb with
got paint.
Yeah. Well, it's bright.
It's bright.
I ain't ever in my life. He broke out that spray paint, sprayed the end of that limb he cut off. I was like,
he sprayed everybody's shotguns one day.
Oh no, brand new.
I'm aware.
I'm talking about brand.
That thing's awful yellow.
I'm talking about brand spanking new. And you say, hey,
pass them down.
Hey, pass them down.
And note to self: spray paint on a recoil pad of a shotgun will eat it smooth off of there eventually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So. I got one of them. Phil's Signature Series.
No butt pad.
Yeah, no butt pad. I just have it in the safe, and I get tickled every time I look at it.
Phil's Signature Series. Spray painted.
Yep. Somebody's going to say, what happened to that one, Phil?
That's right. Phil
got a GoPro mount on the back of it when those first come out, and no recoil pad.
Hey.
So, there you go.
Hey, speaking about that, my recoil pad on my 28 gauges is gone.
It's gone?
Yeah.
I got one.
It have you?
Mm-hmm. I got one in my office.
Yeah.
You need it?
Yeah, let me pick it up.
It's expensive.
It's expensive.
Ooh, buddy. It's high right now.
I may do without it then.
It's going to cost you.
I may do without one.
It's going to clip you a little bit, but hey, you know.
You pay for that one, Zach.
Hey, capitalism is alive and well.
That's right. Hey, capitalism is alive. It ain't none of what's the other word I'm looking for.
Uh-oh, I don't know.
What about family?
We ain't related.
Oh, hey. Hey, yeah, we are. We're in Duck Commander. No.
We're all one big happy family.
Right. We're all one big
I'm
happy
reminded
family.
Daily I got the wrong last name. Careful now. Oh, man. Oh, you can have it. I don't care. It's I, you know, well as anybody. Anything I got, you can have. So let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
What have fans been up to?
Si, I got a fire story for you.
All right. Well, fire it up.
Well, yeah. Fire away.
So we hunt in this new hole, the prairie, we call it.
Uh-oh.
It's, we made it last summer. It's beautiful.
When we hunting this?
We're going to hunt it soon, but I got to move the blind first.
Oh.
So we go in there, and we thought we could use side-by-sides, but it was just a hair too deep. So we're...
Oh, y'all were going to pull the side-by-sides and hunt out of them?
Yeah. No.
No, not
side.
I was just fixing that. Whose bright idea was this?
We're using the side-by-sides to get to the
to duck, get to it.
To
okay.
get to it.
Okay.
So, but it was deeper than what we had planned.
Yeah, okay.
So, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's right.
Water,
blah,
blah, blah. Yeah, water
don't
come
don't up. Let off the gas.
Get in there, duck hunt. Get to the high ground, hide them, you know, after duck hunt's over. Go back, get the decoys, whatnot. But on the way out, barely made it out, by the way. Phil, the one the rig Phil was riding, got out there about 100 yards and caught fire. All that debris.
Underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From submarining had built up underneath there. And caught, and it was a 2-foot flame coming out the bottom of that thing. So we're running as fast as we can to catch up with them, hollering.
You're on fire.
He stopped.
He looking like Ricky Bobby.
Gets out of the rig. Good night. You know, so we, you know, we get some water and douse it out and right next to a mud puddle, thank goodness. But, yeah, that could have been bad. But turns out, you know, that happens. Phil said, oh, yeah, well, we've done that a lot. Which didn't shock me. Of course, when you're going through that deep of water, yeah, all that.
Everything gets hot.
All that hangs up underneath there. And you wouldn't think wet leaves would
get, burn.
Would get that hot. That
It'd dry out quick, though.
He didn't go 100 yards.
Yeah.
And that thing, of course,
he probably had some tinder from travels past already in
oh,
there.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. But he had that gas pedal all the way, stomping it through the floor.
Yeah, he had somewhere to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, there he ain't wrong. How many – I don't know how many videos and pictures I got on my phone of equipment down there burning.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're the only people I ever seen burn a track hoe to the ground. Not a rubber tire hoe, a track hoe.
That's what I said, didn't they?
Track hoe.
I mean, burnt to the ground. And said, well, I guess and we got insurance on it.
And especially since they just baby everything they've got down
there. Yeah, oh, it really takes care of it. Maintenance is key.
Yeah.
You know, Phil's motto is use it till it tears up and then get another one.
Yeah.
But that Tracco, old Jimmy Red caught that one on fire. He was operating and he went taking a cigarette break.
One Marlboro too many.
Turned around and it was
it. One Marlboro too many, boys.
I
thought it was Winston's.
No, he smokes Marlboro.
He's on them premiums. You wouldn't know that by looking at Jimmy Red.
Yeah.
Yeah, I smoke Winston's.
So I was on a budget.
No.
Red, every day's a new day, son.
But debris and engine compartments are not.
They don't go hand in hand really well.
No.
Yeah.
Sticks, leaves. Yeah, it's a good way to start a fire.
I haven't been on a rig that caught on fire, but mine was a boat. Wasn't my boat, but it was my buddy's boat, and he had a short up in the front of it. When you're in the rig, and it's a flame. That's a different experience. You're like, of course, he was smart. He just unplugged the trolling motor, threw it in the water.
I was about to say, a boat. I mean,
he unplugged the whole thing, just went ploosh, threw it in the water. I was like, well, that's one way to get it out.
That's one way to get it off.
I sit back here in the back thinking, what are we going to do now? Yeah. He just unplugged the whole thing, threw it in the water. I said, well, okay, there you go. Yeah,
that's different. When a boat catches fire, then, you know.
You at least want to be close to land.
At that point, I realized why the Wildlife and Fisheries makes you have a fire extinguisher in your boat. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, that's pretty, because where are you going to go? Well, he's out in the middle of that thing. I was like, where are you going?
You ain't going nowhere.
No.
Well, that's, by the way, that's the only ticket I ever got.
Fire extinguisher?
I didn't have a fire extinguisher in my boat at the time. Yeah. But I was parked. I was catching them giant chinky pin back in the day on Caney Lake.
I was about to say on Caney.
This was, of course, they don't get near as big as they used to.
Nope.
But I was sitting on a bed of about 300, and they was as big as they grow. I'm talking about pie plates, just having the time of my life.
And then they roll up on you?
And the game warden rolls up on me, and he just didn't come slick up behind me. He went right over the top of that brim bed. Just, oh, right when he got on top of it, you know.
He needed to get his butt whooped.
That stopped that.
And then got over in my boat, and he's like, I showed him my license and all that. Then he's got to digging around. He said, where's your fire extinguisher? I'm like, I guess I don't have one. Ticket. And the brim quit biting when he left.
That was just a good time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I should have had a fire extinguisher. It was done.
Well.
Still. But I was more mad about him messing up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's mad about it right now.
Oh, no.
He's still hot.
Oh, yeah.
Si said you should have got his badge number.
He needed to get a good butt whooping over that.
Let me tell you something.
And on the brim bed, catching them big chinky pins.
I don't recommend trying that. I recommend just signing where he says sign and let him move on about his business.
Just move on.
Yeah, it'd just be preferable if you just came up.
I'd like Phil.
Phil got the ticket either way.
Phil got pulled over, you know, and cop said, I'm going to give you a ticket. Well, Phil said, whatever it is, make it quick. I got somewhere to be.
I was in that truck on that one.
Yeah.
He said, hey, do whatever you got to do. Yeah, just do it fast.
Ride it. Let me get on.
And then the guy come back and said, just slow down. That's fine.
Yeah,
that line worked. Whatever you got to do, do it quick.
That's right. Do it quick. I got some.
We going duck hunting. Yeah, that was his exact word. We were leaving Luna.
Yeah.
To go to Nebraska.
Hey, I got somewhere to be. Whatever you're gonna do, do it and do it quickly.
Whatever you got to do, do it quick.
If you're honest,
slow down.
They most of the time let you off. Most sometimes.
But he wasn't even being honest. He just said, "Whatever you got to do, do it quick."
Well, he was just saying, "You got me." Do whatever you got.
He said, "We going duck hunting."
Yeah.
I just took note of it. I said,
when you argue, that's when you get.
That's right.
I don't ever say nothing.
That's when they start looking for fire extinguishers and every other thing.
I'm with Si on this back. Here are my license. Here are my shells. Here are my gun. Hey, I ain't saying nothing else.
Here's the three ducks I've shot so far. Here's my gun. It's got three shells in it. Okay. Here's my license. You want to talk about anything else? I ain't got nothing to tell you.
But don't hand him a loaded weapon.
Hey.
No, make sure it's unloaded. Just hand him three shells. Well, technically.
Hey, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Hey, the worst one I ever done, though, was that I thought Jason was fixing to whoop one of them's butt. Because he handed him a shotgun and shells. And, hey, he looked like this with a shotgun barrel.
Jace. I remember that.
And Jace grabbed it and said, hey, you stupid idiot. Don't point that gun at me.
Muzzle direction is important.
Si, you ever got a game violation ticket?
No.
Have you ever violated any game laws?
No.
I refused on
grounds.
It's incriminate myself.
Yeah. I think they call that the fifth.
I take the fifth on that, baby.
Statute of limitations have ran out on all of his outlaw days.
I don't know that they run out when it comes to wildlife.
I have repented, just put it that way.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you count it clean there.
Right now, it's between Si and the good Lord.
Well, Phil,
he gave him dominion.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, when Phil turned to Jesus, so did Si. And then
they
started obeying the law.
That's right. We turned to Jesus, and, hey, we took it seriously.
No more Woody Roost.
That's right.
Nope.
Hey, anything fun, the government's going to find some way to mess it up.
Which, by the way, I found a fine roost if you want to shoot it at the end of season.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Woody roost.
Look, hey, if I ever get cancer and I'm on my way out, Woody roost are fixed to be in.
Yeah. What are they going to do to you?
I got a death penalty already, baby. So, hey.
Well, I look forward to the stories because I ain't going with you.
I ain't going with me.
I'll take you over.
I'll drop you a pen, though. I'll be go right here. But I ain't. That's the end of mine. And please change my name in your phone.
I think
I don't want to be considered an accomplice either.
Yeah.
I think they'd have so much sympathy for Si, they'd let us all off the hook.
Hey, they may start hunting with him. You never know.
Oh, I did.
I think
hey,
it's Si Roberts. There ought to be a law. Who wants every veteran over the age of 70 can go shoot a roost.
I mean,
that needs to be a law.
I'd sign that. let's start a petition on that.
I'd vote for it.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll sign a petition on that, boy.
We'll be back right after this. All right, we're back.
Hello.
We got in the mailbox.
Hello@duckcallroom.com. That's the email. Thank y'all for sending emails. Keep sending them. We enjoy reading them. John, and by we, I mean John David.
I'm a little behind.
Except for the ones that call him poop heads. But, you know, he still laughs at those, too.
So. I love reading them.
What you got in there?
What did you love reading?
He had one, ice fishing and family issues.
Well, that's what we're going with now. Otherwise, my man Jackson from Utah would be disappointed that we only read the subject line. Well, he likes ice fishing, and he's got family issues. Not to spoiler alert.
He's got issues.
Is one the cause of the other?
He's got issues. Problem if he likes ice fishing.
Well, he doesn't understand how you don't like ice fishing. No, that's what he's trying to say.
Because it's boring.
And Si don't drink beer.
Yeah.
Well, he's 14, so I hope he doesn't drink beer either.
Okay.
I don't know the laws in Utah, but
That answers it all.
But that just seems to be the common denominator in all them ice fishing trips.
He answered the question. He's only 14.
He said it's easier, better, and faster way to catch fish.
He probably likes creeping snow geese too.
Dynamite.
Set up, drill a hole, and fish.
Dynamite.
I got a cast.
I need a trolling motor. I like seeing the whole lake when I go.
I got to do something.
I want to get my money's worth.
Hey.
That's Willie would like it. Every time I see him, he's just fishing off that bridge of his.
Hey, dynamite and a weight.
That's quick fishing.
That's quick fishing. That's
he
right.
just told
si, remember that we went to Brainerd, Minnesota. It was -22.
No.
They had a camera that they would drop down the hole next to your bait. Well, it was one of them fisheye cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the fish come up to your bait, he looked like he weighed 20 pounds.
Yeah.
But so I had this old like a grumpy old man fishing pole. One of them little short rigs.
Yeah.
And that you could see the fish and the guys we were with, they said, Ooh, here he comes. Ooh, get ready. And they'd hit Si's bait and he'd set the hook and he'd reel it. He said, Oh, I missed him. And he reeled up a fish about 3 inches long.
The shiner.
One of those yellow, what they call yellow perch. Yeah. About this long. But they looked like they weighed 10 pounds on the camera.
I said, we use this for bait.
Yeah.
I said, is anything going to come up here that actually is a fish?
Send him back down.
That's what we call it.
All right. 14-year-old family.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, I think he probably enjoyed that more than.
Well, we need to address his family issue.
We got
to
get there.
What's wrong with his family issues here?
Yeah. All right. Well, he's the second of two kids. Him.
Okay.
So he's the baby.
Yep. And his older sister.
Oh, and it's the sister.
And his parents.
Oh, pitiful.
So here's the deal. My sister and I used to be really close, but recently we've just started to split apart. She's 2 years older than me, and she and I are just very different. I don't know what I should do. I still love her, but we never really talk or really share anything with each other. Is there anything I should do or say to try to get back to being closer with his sister?
Johnny D, you're the only one I know with an older sister here.
So that would put her at 16.
Yeah, you're a loser, man. I don't want to be the one to tell you this. In her eyes, I'm not saying you're a loser. I think you're pretty cool. You're going fishing. Girls are weird, including your sister.
That's it.
That's the answer. That's the only
and that's the answer.
Whenever my sister was 4 years older than me, so she was 18 when I was 14. I promise you, she thought I was weird. And guess what? Probably was, and you might be too. But you're not going to be – you can be good brothers and sisters and stuff. Y'all need to – like, I hope you're not fighting and stuff. But if all you want to do is be closer to her
– you need to get 2 years older.
It's time.
Yeah.
Time heals all things.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's –
right now, man, it's nothing you're doing wrong, nothing she's doing wrong. Y'all are in very different spots of life. Even though 2 years doesn't seem like a lot, she's probably in high school. You're probably like eighth or ninth grade. So it's just, it's weird.
Yeah, biologically speaking, you're a long ways apart. That's even right. 2 years.
Well, not only that, but hey, your sister is sweet 16, and you're a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I called you a loser, but
according to her.
Yeah, according to her.
Because she's sweet 16.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. It's just, hey, that's the way it is.
Well, through my experience.
She's a female, you're a male, okay?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Through my experience, I got a couple of teenage daughters. When they hit around 15, they just turn into a different
person altogether.
Yeah. But from what I understand from listening to my elders, it's about a three-year phase.
Three-year cycle.
Three-year phase, and then they start thinking, oh, what was I thinking? You know, and...
That's better than a male.
Yeah, that's right.
We're done for a long time.
Yeah, that's about a 10-year phase for us.
15,
we realize.
That's 15 yeah. for me.
Women are smarter, okay?
Don't tell them that.
I'm going to tell them the truth.
Gave up the secret.
Women are smarter, okay?
Stop.
Guys, it take them another 3 years before they get a little better sense than what they normally have.
That's right. But it's just a phase.
Literally, y'all are just in a weird spot in life. Look,
my suggestion, go ice fishing.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Let your sister do her thing. Go ice fishing.
Oh, man, I messed up. Look, he actually catches big fish ice fishing.
Look at that.
Dang, that's a big old trout.
No, that's a good one there.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I just, like, I had a sister. There were times in life where we were super close when we were little, high school and middle school. We were close. She drove me to school every day.
But, hated your guts.
There was times when Jenna was like, you're a loser little brother. And you know what? Being a loser little brother's fine. I was one. You're one. We're all one at one point.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't look too much into it and just be yourself. And when you're older, you'll be like me and my sister who we eat every Sunday together. We're super close. I'm close with her husband. She's close with my wife. And all things will be wonderful.
There you go.
We got time for another?
Yeah. Give us one more.
Let's a high school episode. Why not?
Uh-oh.
High school problems are a big deal.
Next, this year, 2023, my 20-year high school reunion. I'm obviously not going, but
whoa,
it's hard to think. I just saw that. I got a notification the other day that said you've been out of like high school for 20 years. I was 20
years.
Wow. All right. Well, Noah.
That one hits home. So
Noah's a big fan of the podcast.
Thanks, Noah.
And Duck Dynasty.
Whoop, whoop.
He needs some advice on how to be a light to the non-believers at his high school. I try to share the gospel with them. However, I get constantly interrupted and called a liar. Mm-hmm. How do I respond?
Good grief.
That's tough.
I didn't ever call nobody a liar that was trying to share the gospel with me in high school, but I wasn't the one doing the sharing either. I'm just going to be honest about that.
I need a little more information. Why are they calling you a liar?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
You're a liar. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess
because they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, and I think you've done your part, Noah. If you try to share, and hopefully you're not. If you're going too strong at them, you are going to turn them off.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Where's he from?
It doesn't say.
And the power is in the message, not the messenger. So even if they call you a liar, don't worry. You shared the message. You've done your part. Move on.
But now they need to see you differently.
Yeah.
They should see something in you that's attractive.
I was just fixing to say, they don't need to see you differently. You need to be different.
Yeah.
And them.
And one day, one of them will I would put money that somebody's going to be in a situation.
They will thank you for it.
Well, that's how Mac Millen came around. Old Jace.
Yeah.
Preached the gospel to him. Mac Millen didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was one reason.
How long later?
I was one reason they didn't like him.
Yeah.
Is that he confronted him with his lifestyle at the time.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, you know you're doing wrong, yet you keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Guilty.
They don't never like to hear
one thing. I'll say about old Jace, he's gonna tell you like it is.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't gonna beat around the bush.
Nope.
No, I can appreciate it.
But I'd say you did your job.
Yeah.
Now be a good example and see what happens.
Yeah.
Long as you tell them you're doing what you should be doing.
Yeah.
You're sharing the good news about what you heard that you liked and believe and are then
Sharon. Just make sure you're not doing it in a judgmental tone when you're doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What does it say with gentleness and respect, I think, in there?
Yeah. Be like a turtle dove, all within love.
There you go.
Well, the Bible's got a verse about that. Be as gentle as a turtle dove, something like that.
Oh, okay. We can find it. Johnny D can Google it.
Oh, boy.
Depends on which translation it is.
Turtle dove.
I was referring to the one that says, be sure to share the hope that you have, but do so with gentleness and respect.
Yeah. I was going to go with.
Basically says, hey, when you're sharing it, don't, even if you know they're doing wrong, you can't sit there and judge them while you're doing it. You just share the news and you
move on. Well, that's why one of my favorite verses is 17, 3 John 3, 17. If the Savior of the world, the one that's qualified to judge, didn't judge you, don't you get in the judgment
Don't you
business.
Be trying it either.
Yeah, don't you get in the judgment business because you're not qualified. Neither am I.
Yeah,
that's right.
I've always said there's two things I know for certain. One, there is a judge.
Yeah.
Two,
and I'm
it ain't
not
me.
Him. I ain't him.
It ain't me.
Yeah, I ain't him. That's exactly right.
That's right.
That is faux show. Did you find anything about a turtle dove?
I got nothing on the turtle dove.
Well, look, we've talked about enough of them right there. They can find out through our ways.
Here's your job for today, fam.
Okay.
This was the verse I was going to go with. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. My man, don't be ashamed of it.
There you go.
No matter what they say about you, you keep walking it.
Preaching with boldness is what Paul said.
And you've preached it, now you got to live it.
Moving on.
Move on to the next guy, and one of those people that didn't like it, we'll see it.
Yep.
Unashamed.
Unashamed.
Hey.
We should do a podcast about that.
Look at there.
Hey, I already do a podcast about this, boy.
Yeah.
Where's that located?
Take the dust off of your feet is what the Bible says.
We're out. We'll see y'all next time.
Shake the dust off your feet.